Tell me more about what you learnt of Joan Walker's work before you were in Leicester.
Joan, I think, was a remarkable woman, and I learnt fairly rapidly that she had been given an appointment during the Second World War as a physician looking after people with diabetes, partly because nobody else wanted to do it, partly because, of course, many of the male physicians had gone off to war, leaving this lady doctor without MRCP, holding the fort, as it were, and she was given the poison chalice of looking after people with diabetes. But of course, she took this up with enormous enthusiasm, courage, intelligence. She set up very early on epidemiological studies of diabetes in Leicestershire. Other people may have remarked that she set up, one of the very first epidemiological studies in a village called Ibstock in Leicestershire that actually was connected with Harry Keane as well. He came up to London, from London, I think, to help with that study. And Joan was remarkable in that she realised that in order to cope with diabetes, you needed help from a wider team. The doctor himself or herself couldn't do it. And so she appointed the very first community health visitors who would specialise in diabetes. I think the first was appointed in 1953, maybe a year or two before that. I've always said that these were the first in the world, but that is not true. The first diabetic specialist community nurses were, I think, introduced by Jocelyn in the USA in the 1930s. But these in Leicester were certainly the first in the UK. And there are, of course, pictures in Joan Walker's book, A Chronicle of a Diabetic Service, of these early diabetic health visitors, community health visitors, who were appointed as specialist nurses for the diabetic community. Now, in relation to children, Joan did not have any hospital beds to her name. She wasn't accorded that privilege because, A, she was only a woman, and B, this was the diabetes service, not very well supported, and C, she hadn't got MRCP, and so really wasn't, strictly speaking, a consultant specialist. So Joan realised that she had to treat diabetes out of hospital, and this applied also to the children. And so whenever children were diagnosed with diabetes, with a positive urine test and thirst and polyuria and losing a bit of weight, she treated them out of hospital with the help of her specialist nurses. And I think this was certainly in the UK the first time that anybody had had the courage to treat diabetes in children out of hospital. And so this was the service that Joan set up. It became very famous, really, but not followed by many paediatricians around the country or other adult physicians looking after children with diabetes. But then when she retired in 1967, John Hernshaw took over this mantle with tremendous enthusiasm and started visiting children at home on the very first day of diagnosis. He spent many, many hours going into children's homes, often late in the evening, introducing them to insulin, confirming the diagnosis, of course, and later not only with urine testing but blood testing, introducing them to the insulin injections and getting them started in a very good way in their own homes. And that is the background into which I was introduced in 1979.